Hello, and welcome to the Responsive Family Sleep Podcast. I'm your host, Kim Hawley, holistic sleep coach, lactation consultant, peaceful parenting educator, and mom. If you've ever felt overwhelmed by all the conflicting sleep info, frustrated with sleep information that just plain felt wrong, or searched desperately for a truly gentle and responsive sleep approach, then you are in the right place. In each episode, we'll be answering your most pressing baby and toddler sleep questions, busting those sleep myths, and helping you understand truly developmental, biologically normal baby and toddler sleep, plus encouraging you to trust your intuition along the way. Let's get started. Hello, and welcome back to this week's episode. I'm really excited to jump into this topic of what is gentle, right? What are gentle sleep strategies? What is gentle sleep support? You know, I think gentle is a really popular word and a word that many people use with a very different intent, with very different idea of what gentle means and in relationship to what. And I think it's also a term that can inadvertently be very deceptive when we have this idea of what is gentle and someone else has a very different idea of what is gentle and we aren't clear about it. So this episode idea actually came out of a conversation I was having with some other sleep coaches in a mastermind that I'm a mentor for, through another colleague of mine's business. And it's so much fun. I seriously love it. It's one of the most favorite things I've been doing this past year. But last couple times that we've had our Friday sleep coach sessions, we've been talking about what does responsiveness mean? What does gentle mean? What does it mean to be a attachment-based sleep coach? And how do we communicate that in our marketing and the things that we put out for you as parents so that we are transparent, so that you understand what that means for us as compared to a gentle sleep training approach, so that you can make a choice, right, that matches your values and that we feel really good about what we're representing. So much in the sleep world, I feel like, is not transparent. And there's so much marketing buzz around gentle, around holistic, around responsive. I mean, it's so tricky because I look at people, other professionals using these terms, and I'm like kind of giving them the side eye. And I'm like, who trained you? What, are you really being gentle? Or are you just throwing that around? Are you really responsive? Or is that now the new gentle as far as like, ooh, buzzwords in marketing? Right? Are we trying to make something that's basically Ferber or cried out, or, you know, something where you're in the room but very emotionally disengaged, seem like it's an attachment-based strategy, seem like less harsh? Or is someone really gentle? Are they really, really operating in a responsive way? And so I think the first step as a parent is to figure out, when you think about gentle sleep strategies or gentle night weaning or gentle sleep coaching or gentle sleep support, what does that mean to you? Because that's your starting point, right? It doesn't matter if your definition is totally different than mine, unless you're going to be my client, right? I mean, if it matters if you're going to work with somebody and take their advice, that version of gentle matches. I don't actually use the word gentle that much. I tend to use responsive or attachment-based or connection. And I use holistic, though that is, you know, more about how we view the problem or sleep in context than, you know, whether it's gentle or responsive. So I thought I'd share with you a list of things that I include in my definition of gentle. It's not an easy term to sum up in one neat, concise sentence. So this is a list. It's kind of a brain dump. And also some things that I do not consider gentle, because I think that's actually easier in some ways. So gentle to me is always based in biological and developmental norms, right? It is about understanding and supporting and knowing and respecting where your child is at, like What is a reasonable expectation? What is normal? Who are they? What is their temperament? What are their unique capabilities? Right? And understanding that sleep is not just about behavior. It's not just about changing how they fall asleep. That's a big piece to me. Gentle is about attunement. It is about reading, being aware of, understanding your baby's cues and communication, and meeting them, right? It is about leading with connection and being emotionally available. So it's about relationship. It's about the relationship between you and your child. You know, meeting their needs doesn't always mean that we have to give them every single solitary thing the exact way they need it or want it, right? We can set a limit, a kind, firm, loving, empathetic limit when age appropriate and when needed, right? And so this is particularly about toddlers in sleep or toddlers in anything parenting related, right? We need to be able to set limits, and that's okay. We can set limits and be gentle. We can set limits and be responsive, right? And honestly, I should do a whole episode on limit setting because particularly with toddlers in sleep and toddlers in life, the ability to set a kind and empathetic limit is an essential parenting tool. And so that is part. Limits and boundaries are part of gentle as long as they are done gently, as long as they are done kindly and firmly and empathetically. So gentle is trying to see it through your child's eyes, right? Understanding their experience and respecting how they are responding to whatever you're doing, right? And being there emotionally for them. So if they are upset, whether or not that's related to something you did or just because children get upset, we can hold space. We can be with them in that upset and we can help them calm down through co-regulation and support, right? We're really emotionally available to them. It's also about self-compassion for you because parenting is hard. So we have to be kind and gentle and loving to ourselves in the same way that we need to be kind and gentle and loving to our children. And so I think that, you know, it doesn't work when you're just like, oh, really hard on yourself. You can't show up in the same way. So that's another piece of gentle is that kindness to yourself. So I think that it's really important when we're thinking about gentle support that we can meet the kiddo where they're at, like meet your baby, meet your toddler where they're at, but also as a sleep coach for me to meet you where you're at and help you figure out the next steps and help you figure out a realistic timeline. Like it's not gentle to say that everyone can get an independent sleeper in 2 weeks. Like that's not true and not realistic. And you know, gentle is about adjusting timelines to meet a baby where they're at, to me, right? Like that's a big piece of it to me is that we're not kind of steamrolling over a baby or a toddler really not being ready and needing more time in order to meet some arbitrary timeline, right? So sometimes it means adjusting our goals and expectations as a parent because this is where the kiddo is actually at. And like, how can we make it more sustainable if we are kind of hitting roadblock with the kiddo? So gentle means a lot of different things, right? I've listed out a lot of things. It is about biology. It is about development. It is about understanding your child as an individual. It's about connection. It's about supporting emotions. It's about empathy. It's about compassion. It's about relationship. It's about meeting your kiddo where they're at and helping them along the way, even when we're doing parent-led changes, right? Because gentle can be parent-led. Absolutely. It is about supporting them through the process and just being aware of their experience. So we're going to contrast that to what is not gentle, right? So what is not gentle to me is arbitrary rules about comforting and responding to your child, right? Now, of course, if you're trying to night wean, right, let's say, it might make sense to say that, you know, I'm going to try not to nurse them at this wake up, right? Like maybe that's part of the strategy you've decided on. And so comforting them might be in other ways than nursing, even though nursing is what they really want, right? And so that could be, maybe that's kind of how we decided to approach this. But in like more of a gentle sleep training strategy, you might have rules like you can't pick your child up, you can't make eye contact, you can only go in every so often. And so, you know, there's like, I'm trying to night wean, so at some point I need to not nurse them, but I can rock them, I can sing to them, I can rub their back, I can snuggle them, I can do all the things. Or I might be, you know, trying to comfort them first, and then if they're getting upset, nurse them, or maybe I'm going to gradually unlatch them and try to soothe them the rest of the way to sleep with nursing. Like, so many different ways we could do that. And so there's a little bit of guiding there, of course, right? But there's nowhere that is it saying you can't comfort your child, right? Versus a strategy that says you can only interact with your child under these conditions. Like, that's not gentle, right? That's just not gentle. And then kids find it really stressful for you to be physically there and emotionally disengaged from them. That is really stressful for kiddos. And so that in and of itself can make something just really stressful. So going, you know, hand in hand with that, just being physically present in the room does not make it gentle to me, right? If we're physically present but minimally interacting with our kiddo, we're not comforting them, that's not gentle. And again, that can be really stressful for a lot of kiddos. So gentle means emotionally available, right? Not just physically present. Gentle strategies don't try to control your child's behavior through withdrawing your love and support. This is a big one to me. We can make gentle changes. We can make small shifts. We can, you know, shorten a feed or offer other comforts or, you know, all the different things. Kind of going back to the feeding example. But trying to change your child's behavior by ignoring them or not touching them, not interacting with them, like withdrawing your support, it just doesn't sit right, right? It doesn't feel gentle. And fundamentally, if your gut says something's off, if your intuition, your instincts, whatever you want to call it, says this isn't right, this doesn't feel right, then it's not. Even if it is like objectively a gentle strategy in general, if you're like, ooh, no, then it's not the right strategy for you. And it doesn't matter if it's gentle or not, right? So, you know, there's all these different ways you can think about what is gentle. There's all these different ways that you can think about what is not gentle. And there's a heck of a lot of messiness, you know, out there. And that's why how you feel about it and how you feel your kiddo is reacting matters so, so much, because some things are in a gray area, right? Like, sometimes a strategy can be quite gentle with one kid or one family or one way it's being applied, and be really quite not gentle with another way it's being applied or for another kiddo. And so it is important to kind of check in with yourself and your child and know that there are so many ways to navigate a change, that you can find things that feel better or a timing that feels better, right? Sometimes things aren't gentle because your kiddo's in the middle of a huge, you know, separation anxiety or developmental leap, and nothing's going to be gentle because they need all the support they could possibly get and then some. We just need to let that simmer down a bit before making a change. So, you know, for me, I don't tend to use gentle. I tend to use responsive. I think focusing on the relationship and the attunement and the connection is just really powerful when we're thinking about how do we pick strategies? How do we pick people to follow? How do we pick information that resonates? For me, it is really about the relationship, which sort of feeds into the attachment relationship, which feeds into the responsiveness. So I hope this somewhat rambly episode gives you some things to think about. I would love to hear what you think gentleness is. What are gentle strategies, or what is gentle sleep support to you? And what did this episode bring up? So if you want to DM me on Instagram, my Instagram link, account, whatever, is in the show notes. If you want to send me an email, you can head to my website, grab it from there. I would love to hear from you. Thank you for joining me today. I hope this episode left you feeling more informed, confident, and encouraged on your sleep journey. And just a reminder before you go that nothing in this episode is individualized to your specific sleep situation, nor is it to be taken as medical advice. Take what resonates, ignore what doesn't, and check with your healthcare provider about any medical concerns. Take a moment to subscribe to this podcast so that you'll never miss an episode. And take a moment to rate, review, or share an episode you love on social media. All of that helps parents just like you find me, this podcast, and this gentle and responsive sleep information. I'll see you next time.